Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to this Feast of Thanksgiving. I know that this is a national holiday for the United States, but for all of you who listen from so many different parts of the world, let's cultivate the grace of Thanksgiving. It's in us. We're called to be thankful to God, are we? We're called to be thankful for those and to those who do good for us, are we? Are we conscious of it, or do we take it for granted? The opening prayer for today's Mass says this: Father all-powerful, your gifts of love are countless and your goodness infinite. As we come before you on Thanksgiving Day with gratitude for your kindness, with gratitude for your kindness, are we aware of all the ways in which God is kind to us? Take time to think about this today. Open our hearts to have concern for every man, woman, and child so that we may share your gifts in loving service. We receive from God and we render him thanks. We in turn give away what we have been given and people render us thanks and we lead them back to God. It's a beautiful, it's almost like a symphony. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece of music when we exercise it. So I encourage you, urge you, ask God to increase your awareness of things to be thankful for and actually taking a moment and being thankful. Let's take a look now at the first reading is from the book of Sirach, chapter 50, verses 22 to 24. And now bless the God of all, who in every way does great things, who exalts our days from birth and deals with us according to his mercy. May he give us gladness of heart and grant that peace may be in our days in Israel as in the days of old, that Israel may believe that the God of mercy is with us to deliver us in our days. If we are grateful, if we're voicing our gratitude to God, it touches the lives of others and it makes them more sensitive. Doesn't mean you have to do it every minute or even every day, although there are things every day to thank God for. But it does mean that you have a spirit of gratitude, that when you acknowledge that someone's done something for you that's good, you are grateful. You are grateful. You know how we have to teach children, and sometimes as adults we're just as bad. You say thank you. You've received this. Say thank you. And the child will say thank you. But they haven't, the instilling of that spirit of gratitude takes time. So we train them by doing things outwardly. Say you're grateful. Say thank you. But we need to do that ourselves. We need to render a lot more thanks than we normally do. So I really want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you to open your heart to the ways in which God works through us and desires to work through us, the ways in which God loves us, the ways in which God desires to be present, more and more present to us. The second reading for this feast is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to God always for you because of the grace of God which was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him with all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony to Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end. Listen to that. Who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. If we turn to him, if we rely on him, if we grow in gratitude for what he has done for us, you will experience more and more grace being poured out upon you. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. He's faithful. He gifts us. Become more aware. Ask God, Lord, make me more aware of the gifts you've given me. Make me more aware of the ways in which you protect me and defend me in a given way. Give me greater gratitude for the ways in which you supply when I was expecting to lack something and suddenly it was there. I am so grateful. Build in you a spirit of gratitude. God desires that you have that. And you know what? When you're grateful, it touches God's heart. When you're grateful, God's heart is touched. He hears you. He sees you. He acknowledges you. Just like everyone else, we're very touched. We're very touched when something is done for us that brings us great blessing. Just to encourage you to please be aware of all that the Lord desires to give you. And when you receive it, be thankful. We're going to take a look at Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. So they turned to do what he asked. So obedience is in there. They hadn't seen it yet. And while they were on the way to carry out the Lord's command, what happened? What happened? Their leprosy began to be healed. And then it says, one of them, only one, there were 10, only one, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now, he was a Samaritan. Samaritans didn't associate with Jews. He was not a believer. Now, he was a Samaritan. And then said Jesus, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you whole." See, the man believed, and he didn't have all this faith. He didn't have it at all. But he acknowledged, and that opened him to faith. He acknowledged he was grateful for what God had done. Get yourself into a habit of every day thanking God for at least one thing. At least one thing. You know what it's going to do? It's going to make you more sensitive to the things that God does for you that you can easily take for granted because your day is very busy. But start offering him thanks when you recognize it. And if you don't thank him in a given day, you're not paying that much attention. Notice what God is doing in your life. Look at how God is working through you and thank God for that opportunity of being able to build the faith of another or encourage the faith of another. Brothers and sisters, let's ask God to make us, just to make us much more aware because he desires to have great mercy upon us. As we celebrate this day, particularly here in the United States, I want to refer also to President James Madison. He died in 1836. He was the 4th president of the United States of America. And he issued this proclamation in 1815. It holds true today, brothers and sisters. Listen to this. "No people ought to feel greater obligations to celebrate the goodness of the great disposer of events, of the destiny of nations, than the people of the United States. God's kind providence originally conducted them to one of the best portions of the dwelling place allotted for the great family of the human race," meaning that this is one of those countries blessed by God. "He protected and cherished them under all the difficulties and trials to which they were exposed in their early days. Under his fostering care, their habits, their sentiments, and their pursuits prepared them for a transition in due time to a state of independence and self-government. In the arduous struggle by which it was attained, they were distinguished by multiplied tokens of his kind interposition. In other words, he interposed himself in many ways because we were in our foundation a grateful people. And God rewarded that by inserting himself even more. What are we doing today? How grateful are we to be one nation under God? How grateful are we for the ways in which God blessed our beginnings? Are we faithful to those beginnings? I think we need to pay attention to this, brothers and sisters, that the nation of the United States of America could become again one nation under God with liberty and justice for all. Let us pray today that our country may once more rise to be what it was called to be, a nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. That takes time. That's a process. We need prudence with the issues that we're confronting today. We do need to protect our borders. But at the same time, are there different ways to do that? Let's just ask God what he wants. I'm not talking now politically. That's a whole other issue in itself. But I'm talking about the graces that God poured out upon us when we were first founded. What have we done with them? Madison speaks here of God's benign interposition. During the interval which succeeded, he reared them into the strength and endowed them with the resources which have enabled them to assert their national rights and to enhance their national character in another arduous conflict, which is now so happily terminated by a peace and reconciliation with those who have been our enemies. And to the same divine author of every good and perfect gift, we are indebted for all those privileges and advantages, religious as well as civil, which are so richly enjoyed in this favored land. It is for blessings such as these, and more especially for the restoration of the blessing of peace, that I now recommend that Thursday be set apart as a day on which the people of every religious denomination may in their solemn assemblies unite their hearts and their voices in a free will offering to their heavenly benefactor of their homage of thanksgiving and of their songs of praise. Do we do that? Thanksgiving, the gift of thanksgiving, doesn't seem right now in our country to be one of our stronger gifts. I would urge you today on this Thanksgiving Day to lift your heart, you personally, not what everybody else should do, and not what the government should do, and not what the church should do, but what should you do to cultivate a spirit and environment of gratitude. There's always something every day to be grateful for. May we do so. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.